So in a second, I want to hear about how this is playing out in your practice, but what happened with this patient?
So she tolerated treatment very well initially. And in her first, after we waited 3 cycles to do a scan and saw a PET scan that showed response in the pancreatic area, which was encouraging. However, after 6 cycles, she developed diarrhea. And this is, we've been trying to train our office staff when they get these phone calls about diarrhea because it starts as a very indolent process and then quickly, kind of over the weekend, becomes an emergency. So this lady had a few episodes of diarrhea, and then by Monday she was having rectal bleeding. And we tried to manage it with steroids as an outpatient, which was not ideal because quickly we noticed, I mean, she had to be admitted for IV
Was
steroids.
this bloody diarrhea?
Bloody diarrhea. And then more the sensation that she had these tenesmus, like she really needed to constantly go to the bathroom.
Did she have any type of endoscopy?
So when she was admitted, we consulted GI. And I feel like these side effects are new to the gastroenterologist team, so they were not sure if a colonoscopy would be useful because we knew this was in the setting of immunotherapy. So they opted to just to treat her with steroids, IV, which she improved, and then they didn't do a colonoscopy at that point.
And how long did it take her diarrhea to go away? And then what
She
happened?
was in the hospital on IV steroids for about a week and a half.
Wow.
And then after that, continued on a very, very slow taper of prednisone that took about another month.
And can you bring us up to date on what's going on with her now?
So she was taken off drug, of course, and then monitored. And she's been monitored for about 4 months off drug, was monitored for 4 months. And a new scan showed adrenal metastases. But the family is still refusing to consider chemotherapy. So
And what
we are.
about, have you thought about or brought up repeat immunotherapy?
Yes, we're still having discussions about that.
Well, you got a chance to get a little advice here. So, Corey, what should she do? And first of all, I wanted to hear about this case because I haven't heard that much about colitis with just PD-1.
It
happens. What would you say the
You had
likelihood
a
is?
severe case. I mean, this was.
Well, what would you say the likelihood is of any colitis and it's a
a
case
grade
like.
three or four like this is less than 5%,
Well,
probably
that's
less than
still, I mean,
3%.
is it around 5% or
I
close
think
to
it's closer
1%?
to 2 or 3%, but
2
it
or
happens.
3%, okay,
Some
so.
sort of itis typically will happen with this drug, and it can be any organ system, essentially.
Any way to
And
predict incidence? She had no prior history of
no
any
prior history of
GI.
colitis or
I've not,
autoimmune syndrome.
maybe others have seen, I've not seen any predictive models for.